danger then that you might get halfway through it and go to sleep. And that's, of course, quite counterproductive. You want to get the whole volume, 100 mils, consumed.
Hey, my name is Philip Nitschke and I'm the director of Exit International.
How's the morning and the afternoon gone for you today?
Oh, it's been a good gathering. It's our first in London, so we were always a bit apprehensive. We didn't sure what to expect, but it's a good group. Of course, the interests are pretty universal. Elderly folk, well elderly folk, who really want to know what their practical choices and options are, because I suppose many of them are well aware that the laws may not change, and so unless they take steps to prepare themselves in some practical way, they may get caught.
Oh, it's a very controversial area.
Well, it is, although I must say amongst the elderly people, they don't see the controversy and don't find it such a disturbing concept that many younger people seem to. They approach the issue with a much more of a pragmatic and matter-of-fact a manner, because they are facing their own deaths at a much closer time, and so they see the need to prepare. And many of them see, of course, the sense in preparing by making sure that they've got access to a practical strategy themselves so that they don't get caught and then have to ask someone else to take steps to help them, because that's where you get into really difficult legal issues.
But legally, you have been sailing close to the wind, that there's been talk that this gathering may be illegal.
Yes, there's certainly that opinion has been expressed, and we've, of course, had our opinions, legal opinions, and there's obviously a grey area here. I don't particularly want to be part of a test case to find that out, but our argument is that the provision of information is, in fact, and it empowers people to make correct decisions, and that the converse, that is, keeping people in the dark, is actually not a process which can be defended. So we see the wisdom and hopefully the legality of making sure that people understand the issue well, understand the concepts that they're dealing with, understand the practicalities of suicide in a manner that allows them to make informed choices as being consistent with good health and ultimately an ethical thing to do.
He used a computer hooked up to lethal chemicals to assist four people in Australia to take their lives. Assisted suicide for a short period was legal there.
And what do you make of what you've seen here today, Jean?
It's very interesting, and above all, I'm especially interested in the ability to have a choice at the end of your life. That's why I'm here.
Can I be very delicate and indelicate and ask how old you are?
I'm 75.
So are you actively thinking about what you're going to do in the future?
No. I'm not actively thinking about it. I just want to be prepared. And I want to have that option, because I think too often people say, oh, well, I'll think about that later, and then they find themselves in a position where they can't do anything about it because of perhaps a stroke or some kind of illness like that. So I want to know what the options are.
Some people are saying we're quite close to the legal limit of what's permissible here today.
Yeah, I think it probably is quite near the limit, yes. I just hope they don't shut him down.
Other people have said he's exploiting the elderly people, trying to get money out of them.
Well, he hasn't asked me for any money yet, so I have no reason to think that's so.
Can I just turn to your husband?
I'm 86.
And what do you feel about what you've seen and heard here today?
Well, it's very interesting, because at least it's given me some idea of what drugs or what avenue I might take if I decide to end my life. But I'm healthy at the moment, so it's irrelevant.
And I understand you've got 10 children. Do they know you're here today?
No, none of them do, no. I haven't told them because, I mean, I may tell them at some point later on, because I think it might distress them. Because I think if you're thinking of somebody else's suicide, you're more distressed about it than if you're planning your own.